The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, has stressed the need for the state to make institutions work efficiently.
Our independent call was to ensure that the black man was capable of managing his affairs and managing the affairs so well to prove to the world that we were capable of handling our own situation. 54 years down the line, we have not been able to put up institutions that are credible enough that we can respect, that the institutions are insulated from executive control. All we see is that even when independent institutions commit blunders, those blunders are heaped on the governing party or the government of the day, as if the government ensured the frustration of events. I say this at the call that Fair Wages Commission that has been set out to iron out irregularities within our public sector wages system makes its own folly, mistakes. The teachers have gone on demonstration. They are on rampage. And government is being attacked left, right, center, as if government would do a deliberate thing to undermine the efforts of teachers.
On the reaction of teachers following anomalies in the single spine salary structure, Mr. Mona said those who are disrupting rehearsals of students and pupils for the Independence Day parade must be condemned.
These institutions must be up and doing, and we must condemn them when they fail, so that the government will also perform their supervisory role. 54 years down the line, we continue to suffer because when teachers are protesting, they simply commit the students. As I hear what is happening in the Upper West region, which I think that is not proper, that students have gone to practice and rehearse for Independence Day celebration, and teachers have gone to sack them. The children, though, are students, are not the ownership of teachers. They are the ownership of parents and the teachers. And so, therefore, if there is an action to be taking place, and you go and sack them, parents may be interested in celebrating Safe March and they want to come and watch their kids who are in state, pay fees and other expenses. And so I think that 54 years down the line, we may have to take stock and do a review of our nation and where we want to be. The Osagyefo's dream was to ensure that Ghana became independent, will become food sufficient, will become education sufficient, will become health sufficient, and that we become industrially sufficient. Today, we seem to be importing everything, even including parts of our education, from without. And that certainly does not represent our independence call.
The teachers' actions in the Upper East or Upper West and some other parts of the country, is it justified? And can't there be any disciplinary action against those who are involved in that?
I think the teachers are justified in raising alarm. And I'll go to every extent to support that when you expect institutions to work, and then they work to your disadvantage. Because as we all understand, Fair Wages Commission was not to make any group of persons worse off. Indeed, it was to see an improvement in their living wages and what have you. So if the teacher situation has been made worse off, they have every legitimacy to protest. My only point of departure is that in disagreeing with the Fair Wages Commission and by extension government, you can't compel students who are willing and ready to go and do Safe March preparations, they want to go and re-identify with the very call for our independence. Teachers go and sack them. I think that this thing should be investigated and find out how teachers can go to that extent of denying students. In other jurisdictions, some of the teachers may decide that they are moving on from the teaching profession to other profession. But the students cannot move on from being students to any other thing if they do not go through the mill. And by your actions, they may suffer the consequences of your not responding, and that is a danger to our society.
Government had the will and the commitment to push this single spine salary structure for smooth implementation. Do you think that the Fair Wages Commission would, in its wisdom, want to commit any anomaly? Don't you sense sabotage along the line?
It's too difficult to predict a sabotage, but I think that something went amiss, and that it was important for the Fair Wages Commission, as I listened to them, to rectify. I've been told that what the teachers have earned is are receiving now is just the basic without any allowances inputted, and that those allowances will come as arrears to the teachers. I do not know whether it was a communication gap, but it will be difficult to impugn any sabotage. I think that all of us should work for the collective good of our nation. As I keep saying, we are united in our penury and in our misery. Our nation continues to lag behind in every front. And so it is our responsibility, therefore, to ensure that we are able to overcome the challenges that confront our society. Anybody that sabotages any person in this matter is a traitor. And if we identify such people, we have to wipe them out.
That was the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona.